Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, showering, panties, and a sucker stupid world record.
Coming up, we have a hero pizza driver news.
Okay.
some just weird stories today. Interesting news from the Reese's Pizza Camp.
Yeah, you'd
Reese,
been...
Reese's?
What is it, Josh?
It's Reese's.
Reese PC.
It's not pizza.
And but, they have pizza now?
No, they've got something else interesting. We've got pizza, we've got Reese's, and all different stories.
You know, they have peanut butter cups now with Reese's pieces inside them.
And Krispy Kreme in the news coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have a Reese's cup with pretzels inside
it. Why?
Why would you mess with
Reese's?
I don't care.
Reese's.
They had a Reese's cup with the chips in there, the chips in the Reese's?
Yes, the potato chips. Tom.
That's nice.
What do you think
they
of that?
Do?
We'll have
crunch.
Some actual news about the Reese's coming up.
Tom, what are your favorite movies? We were talking about the claw machine earlier, and you were asking about, wasn't there a movie where people said the claw? And we named a couple.
Toy Story.
People are writing in.
Oh, that's right.
Also, the wrestler who had the famous claw move, Kerry Von Erich.
Oh,
that name's
familiar, yes.
Yes.
So. Wasn't the Von Erich family
or
something?
Oh, yeah, they were a wrestling dynasty.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Josh, we were talking about the showering habits of Americans.
Okay. Are most people doing it?
Yeah, most people are. In fact, 85% prefer taking a shower over a bath.
Uh-huh. However, what, 20%, 15% like a bath?
Yes. 15%.
Daily? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Is there an age?
Doesn't have an age.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 67% of those polled said they've showered with a significant other in the last year.
In the last year?
Yeah. Nice. They said that boosted their happiness, strengthened emotional intimacy.
You know, Mother, that was very nice. Thank you. Oh, not that kind of.
Now, Josh, have you showered
with
a lady friend?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
In a regular shower or a bathtub shower?
I've done both.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That bathtub shower, those things are dangerous, even solo, but with two people. My God.
Is that what you're aiming at?
I don't know.
Two people, especially when one of them's Josh, is that what you're aiming
at? No, that was the implication.
Not at all. That sounds like it was the implication.
No. Come on, honey.
So that led us.
Get in the bathtub,
but
Taft.
Hey, the toilet water went down. I found it's kind of difficult to do anything in the shower, if you know what I mean.
It can be, but it's terrific foreplay.
I think if you got a seat, I think it's easier.
Yes, I agree.
Total disagreement. I love it in the shower. The bathtub thing, one person can kind of Captain Morgan their leg up on the side of that, and then you can get easier access. And I love it for foreplay. You have to dry off, and then you're good to go.
Well, yeah, it's really fun.
Captain Morgan really painted a picture.
Yeah.
How else should I have
really?
No, it's beautiful. Absolutely.
But I don't know if you heard about this. That led us to talking about... I was stunned that a lot of my women friends aren't wearing underwear anymore.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, like stunned.
I don't know how that came up during a dinner party they were having. Or
I don't know if we were. I think it was drinks. I don't think it was dinner.
Hell, I get drunk. I like to talk. I'm not wearing panties.
When women get together and start and the wine starts to flow, and they're worse than men.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's wine 30.
But I put up a poll on Twitter yesterday. I had about 1,200 votes. Ladies, do you wear panties on a daily basis? 54.3% said yes.
Okay.
45.7% said no. So
okay.
It's almost 50-50. But I have a couple of emails here. This is from Mandy. Hey, Christy, my parents, who are both physicians, wouldn't let my brothers or myself wear undergarments to bed when we were younger, even dressing us in gowns. Something about bacterial growth and infections. letting it air out. My mother always told me you shouldn't wear panties to bed, to let it air out.
Oh, let it all air out.
Did your mother say you shouldn't wear panties in the evenings anyway?
No, just at night when I was sleeping.
When you were sleeping.
Let it air out. Makes sense.
And
by the way, that Mandy,
yeah,
she came and gave without taking. I want you to know. Mm-hmm.
Janie
just
says her great-grandma used to make her take off her underwear and sleep with no undies at night as well. So this is not something that I just made up.
No.
Tom was stunned when I told him about it.
We thought you meant that
just at night.
You didn't say sleeping.
You didn't say sleeping.
Yesterday,
no.
you said that my mom told me not to wear panties at night. Thought you meant
no.
Also, like
I
after
knew.
Dinner, you would
know
go.
What I was talking
I knew
about.
What she was saying.
After dinner, you would take your panties off. And
that's what I thought.
You thought the moon's involved. The werewolves are going to get her.
You guys are.
Pat's trying to make you feel better.
No,
by agreeing
I thought
to
that
you.
Too.
You're a
no,
liar.
You
you're
didn't.
A dirty
I didn't
liar.
Think, no one said sleeping.
What was your perception?
You think that werewolves are going to get her if she's wearing underpants? What's the issue with the nighttime?
At nighttime, you're just
all balled up, and you want to
I don't know.
Air out.
There's, I guess, well, this is kind of an interesting story.
Stick to one topic
it kinda,
here.
It
well,
kind of
we
makes sense.
No, because I wanted to get back to the shower thing with Josh. You, besides intimacy in the shower, the survey had a number of other interesting things about peeing in the shower.
30% said they peed. 38% said they sang. 29% cried. 25% blew their nose.
The peeing, a lot of these seem low to me. I don't think everybody's being completely
I think a lot of people pee in the
here's
shower,
the one
even women.
Here's the one that's the killer.
There it is.
12% of people claimed that they had pooped in the shower.
Purposefully?
Yeah. I find that very hard to believe.
That's ridiculous. That seems very high.
Awful.
That's high. 1 out of 10. If you're at a sports game, there's 2 freaks in your row. That's what that means.
Shower.
Yeah, time to do the waffle stomp.
Ugh.
How do you get rid of that thing? I just don't believe that.
Well, my garbage disposal's out. Oh, in the kitchen? No.
So I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. When you said yesterday that your mom told you not to wear panties at night, I thought you meant
no.
In the evenings, you just doffed.
No, Tom. Okay. I would have said evening.
Okay,
I didn't think you meant the bed either.
When you go to bed at night, you shouldn't wear them.
Well, coming up, we have a new story about why you should wear socks in bed.
Should?
We were going to go.
Wow.
Do you want to wait and do it now?
Yeah, because we haven't finished sports, have we?
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
In everybody's defense, This has been an erratic show.
Yes. You did the stupid world record. Remember that how? Your day.
Remember how smoothly everything went yesterday?
Yeah, and Friday.
Not
too.
To mention Friday. What was the difference? Was the breeze? I can't put my finger on it. I don't know.
Oh, I'll gum up the works,
Let
baby.
Let me talk to you, Josh. It's your fault. You. I don't want to point fingers, but you're the problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A young boy in China has broken the Guinness World Record for the most, don't ask me any questions. Don't, just okay. Play along. We'll all get out of here with our lives. The most soccer touches with alternating feet in 1 hour.
All right. Yeah. Just a.
There's a 10-year-old boy with the last name of Jin Fan, J-I-N-F-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
His first name is Tang.
Hey! Does he have a sister?
Like the orange drink.
Jin and Tang would
his
be
his sister's
bad.
Name Poon.
Sorry.
You guys really want to do that?
No.
And when he says he's sorry, do you... I don't believe him. Do you believe him?
No.
No.
Ever.
Managed to juggle a soccer ball 8,147 times to earn the title in 1 hour.
Wow. All right.
Cool.
So he's not juggling with his feet. The headline says juggling ball.
Well, he's keeping
feet.
The ball presumably off the ground, right?
Or oh, he is?
He is?
So he's like playing hacky sack with a soccer ball.
Yeah. Wow.
For an hour.
Coordinated kid.
Yeah, he's only 10. I mean, all the energy in the world.
Kids, just know out there, you can accomplish so much if you put your mind to something and don't have a lot of friends to play soccer with. You can really make it happen back there.
That's right.
I'm just glad he's not just making soccer balls in a factory. It's nice to hear about a kid
out there
kicking them around. Good for him.
And the last time we heard about juggling in China, it was the scientist in that virology lab. Well, we dropped one. Tell everyone we ate bats.
Bad.
You dropped the beaker with the red tape on it? Oh, no. Not that one.
Still hanging on to that, huh?
Okay.
I don't know. Thank
you. Facts are facts. Is that sports?
Yes, that is sports.
Hey, this is what you farted for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy?
Back to our surveys. A recent survey shows 18% of those polled said they sleep in socks.
18%?
Yep. But this is why you should always change your socks before going to bed. Only 30% said they would change their socks, a benefit of wearing clean socks in bed. A university study found you're more likely to orgasm with socks on than with bare feet.
I simply don't understand. You'll tell us?
Well...
There's something...
It keeps your feet warm.
...psychological that goes on with your feet being warm.
Yeah.
It tells your body you're okay.
Makes you...
Gotcha.
Or something.
Keeps you at homeostasis, and then you can...
More comfortable?
No, tells your body you're okay.
Regulated?
Then, yeah.
People who wear socks to sleep in wake up fewer times at night than those who sleep without socks.
I couldn't do it.
And those who slept in socks slept for 32 minutes more. I wear socks to bed every night. Every night. I love it.
Slow down a second. So if you wear socks, you're going to have...
orgasm. Easier.
Yes.
There may be something to that. You do feel more comfortable, and therefore freer to allow your body.
And you're clear, this is on your feet, the socks.
Well, of course.
You're not red hot chili peppering it. They're not Jason-bixing it.
You're not red hot chili peppering it.
Having a threesome, me, you, and my sock puppet, baby.
Wow, wow.
Boy, there's a sock puppet in bed. That's going to be popping.
Is that technically an HJ or a BJ?
I don't know, but cleanup's way easier.
I wonder if this is more of a girl thing than a guy thing, wearing socks to bed. Anybody here wear socks to bed?
Every now and then. Nope. Get some extra traction.
I feel like sometimes in the heat of the moment, I'll notice I'm still wearing socks, and I feel like some sort of freak for still having those socks on. You look weird. Being naked in just socks is the weirdest look there is.
Even for a woman.
You look like you escaped from a mental hospital if you're only wearing socks.
Okay.
What about having nothing on but shoes, socks, and pants down at your ankles?
Is that the method?
Style. They used to call that Ivy League, but I think they just call it Griswold style. Now.
Ivy League style.
Ace, I disagree with you. I think socks create more slide.
I think so, too.
Bare feet, I think, would have more traction.
Unless you got rubber stuff on the bottom of your socks.
Some of my socks do have rubber stuff.
Like the kinds you get at the hospital, at the trampoline place?
Yeah. What are you, 90? I can't go to sleep. I have my rubber pad socks on. Where are they?
Don't certain people wear compression socks for certain medical issues that help with circulation?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Sex is a lot about circulation. Could that be part of this? That it's just helping the blood get around?
It's funny you'd bring that up. There's actually part of this article that mentions the compression socks. Some people wear compression socks during the day.
Right.
Because then when they take them off, it says a university study found that wearing compression socks during the day prevents snoring because it prevents a buildup of fluid that travels up the body when the person is lying down.
Hmm. Weird.
That's odd. I've had to wear compression socks years ago during something, and those are rough.
They squeeze.
Yeah, getting them on is harder than you're being squeezed all day. I still question the study that that wearing socks is somehow going to change your sexual habits.
Interesting.
What kind of socks do you wear?
When you go to bed?
Christy, do you wear like Pete Maravich, the big baggy?
No, I don't wear Pete Maravich socks. What, tube socks? Is that what they're called? No, I just wear like a footy, you know, like a
no-show.
No-show.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to mention this here. Don't you have an odd procedure with all of your socks you wear, Tom?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess. I
take a pair of scissors and cut off the top elastic.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
So they slouch all the time.
They fray?
They must fray.
Yeah, they fray. I don't care.
How much?
You just like a loose?
I just like that loose feel.
What are you paying for a pair of socks? Like 20 bucks?
I have no idea.
Really nice 20 socks? Bucks for a pair of socks.
I'm just saying. He probably has very nice $20 socks.
I don't really know.
You just chop the tops off.
Yeah. You do a gold toe, a nice gold toe?
What's a gold toe?
That's a brand of socks.
I have no idea. I don't really care. Yeah, just take a pair of scissors and get them, keep them nice and loose.
And you must really have hated the compression socks.
How did this start? How in God's name did this start that you said, you know what, I'm going to cut the top. Yeah, that's better.
I just like them. I like them loose.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
It's got loosey, baby, around the calf.
No, but I don't.
Even when you wear shorts, on the rare occasion you wear shorts, you have your socks on?
Yeah, sometimes I have the ones that are professionally shortened.
Like your crew sock.
Yes,
whatever those are called. You mean the no-shows.
You mean a no-show.
Yeah, whatever they are.
It's not that weird. A lot of people buy clothes and cut them up before they put them on. You, Larry the Cable Guy. There's a lot of guys doing this kind of thing.
Sorry.
Fred and Barney.
What was Fred? Fred wore the same thing, didn't he?
Gross people.
Yeah. Barney did too.
It's very convenient, you'll find. So Josh, back to this showering thing.
Okay.
I'm just kind of curious. Do you sing in the shower?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you sing along with a radio or something, or do you just
both? Solo? Sometimes I'll treat myself and I'll get the Bluetooth in there, and that's usually after a day of yard work, something like that.
What's your go-to? Pointed out that I always have to listen to something when I'm in the shower.
Really? Oh, really?
I guess I thought of it. Yeah.
I don't have a go-to. I just put on whatever I'm feeling that day. So
now, the one thing that grosses Christy out. Sometimes called the hank.
No, I hate it.
Where you take a finger on the nostril.
Right.
And then you blow out the mucus.
Yeah. A big fan of that. I do it every day.
In the shower.
Yes, but I. First off, I'm the only one that uses my shower.
Okay.
Also, I make sure that if I haven't been able to do the, fill my hands with water, drop it over the spot to get it all down the drain, I will actually Clorox wipe that area.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's I make sure that, because, right.
You don't soccer style it to the drain?
I will do that, but sometimes it doesn't always work.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes it's stubborn.
So you're the only one that uses your shower, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I have two bathrooms in my house, but I also live alone right now, so.
Well,
back to the survey. Have you ever taken a selfie? Have you ever taken a selfie in the shower?
The closest I came was when I was talking to all of you on FaceTime one morning. I was out of town and I was doing it. But otherwise, no, I have not taken it.
13% of Americans have allegedly done a selfie.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, right?
What would make a person do that?
Nudes. sending nudes.
Really? In the shower, though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my phone anywhere near the moisture.
No. Go ahead.
You're more concerned about your phone than exposing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I thought you called us one day on the toilet, too, or something. Or you took a picture of you on the toilet.
I may have done that.
Yeah. Because remember his point? He was showing us how the window faces out toward the street.
That's right. Yes.
Have you ever had an alcoholic beverage while showering?
Yes. I used to really enjoy a shower beer.
One in five Americans have done that.
And go ahead. Ask him.
Well, I know. You're not part of the 12% of people who claim they have actually defecated in the shower.
No. I'm not.
Have you had a snack in the shower?
I have not done that. I don't. What's a shower appropriate snack?
I don't know.
I was thinking about it. Clementine would be nice and refreshing in the shower.
And you know what? You have mentioned that before. That's not bad.
And I think that when you peel it open, I think the steam of the water and that whatever that just the citrus revealing itself into the air. That'd be nice. It would open up your sinuses.
That's good. Yeah.
Again, one in five Americans have had a snack in the shower.
Have you?
I don't think so. I mean, chips?
It's either foods that don't
My taco got wet.
Foods that don't get soggy or foods that can be soggy.
Or so melting, like a popsicle.
Or like an Italian beef would be good. A French dip would be good.
How about a bowl of cereal? Bowl of Cheerios. How about that?
I don't know. No.
No.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.